Yeah.
Or I have a question about Sambajanya.
Yes.
If I remember correctly, Lampus Medo one day coined Sati Sambajanya as intuitive awareness.
Yes.
So then I got the sense of intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Intuition.
Yes.
But when I look up the four actors' quality of Sambajanya,
yeah,
purpose,
yeah,
and suitability,
yeah,
and territory, and,
yeah, time and place.
Yes. Yeah. And contemplating those aspects, like checking the purpose, like, okay, what's the goal? What's the why I'm doing this?
Yeah.
I feel like more my mind gets thinking, my arises and more logical.
Mm-hmm.
And then the suitability, is it suitable? Yes or no? It could be intuitive, but also. And the territory, theme, price, it's also kind of, I can see if I train this again and again, the thinking mind more subside and more, I can work intuitively.
Hopefully.
but my point is, so Sambajanya, yes, if it's intuitive, it's wonderful, but to cultivate that quality, I think a lot, logically.
Yeah, I mean, and I think one of the things is, you know, Lumpasa Medo is trying to express his experience, and you have to, and the words are never quite going to get there. So it's, they're pointers. So that intuitive awareness is a pointer as opposed to a definitive description. So, you know, in the same way that I wouldn't try to analyze it to, or you know, analyze it or to even, you know, define it too tightly with, but pay attention to the experience. And then Sambajanya is a, I mean, it's a, an aspect of mindfulness. And I think one of the, to me, the best or most interesting translation that I've come across in these latter years is Bhante Sujato's translation as situational awareness, which is, its function is to discern the situations. And the situation can be external, but the situation, as you're sitting meditation, what's going on in my own mind? And when, say, Ajahn Jeff translates, Sambajanya translates it as alert, which is, he doesn't go into a long explanation. And so you, I think it's helpful to take these different descriptions and definitions and try to see, like patchwork, trying to get a picture. Yeah, there's different patchworks. Like a mosaic, and that is trying to get a picture. So there are different translations or different ways of approaching, and so trying to get the feel for that. Because the old translation of clear comprehension is, you know, they're all valid in a certain way, but we've got to try to come up with, you know, a language that we translate our experience into that language as pointers. Lumpasa Medo's own, it's like intuitive awareness, I feel, is he's using Sati Sambajanya, but it's also he's pointing to something that is a bit bigger picture. So that, you know, those are all, again, they're tools for trying to give us a window onto the mind that creates suffering and has the capacity of freeing itself from suffering.